Thought for today. The simplest things in life are the most satisfying. The simplest things in life are the most satisfying. Now, what is a simple thing that you could think about that's quite satisfying? Well, for me, I like to think of a pizza with everything on it. Now, wouldn't you say that's a very simple thing? Very simple, ordinary thing.
Well, if you have to go shopping for it.
What's that?
If you have to go shopping for it, it's not so simple.
Oh, you just go down to Marciano's down here.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know, that's what you do. Of course, if you're going to create it yourself, then that takes a little imagination, a little bit of chutzpah, whatever that is, and away you go. But the simple things in life are the most satisfying. You're standing on the beach, as we often have done, and we look out at the ocean, and we see a cloud wisping along, doing all sorts of magical things in the sky. And we look up and say, hey, look there, oh my, don't you see that? And then, if the sun is just right, like if it's a setting sun, it sort of jumps into the clouds and swirls up the clouds and comes out in all sorts of beautiful rays from the cloud. Just like the other morning, we were at breakfast. And we looked out the window, looked toward the mountain, and the mountain's only about half mile away or less. And we looked up there, and we saw a display of lights that was unbelievable. Beautiful, beautiful clouds laying close on the horizon, and the sun was trying to get in a word edgewise, and it was pushing up the clouds. It was pushing them up, and it was sending out rays through the clouds, and there were rays as though you were playing on some gigantic organ in the sky, and the light beams would go up and go down and go up and go down, and the light beams would shoot out this way and shoot out that way, and we were always at the center of focus. Because wherever we looked, the light beams would go to the left, to the right, and to the up and to the down. It was just for us. Huh. That's one of the simple things of life, that's for sure. And it is certainly very, very satisfying. Well, we look at that and we think to ourselves, gee, that is beautiful. That's just for us. Then we further look out our window at breakfast and we see the dance of the bumblebee. We see the bumblebees as they are going in and out of the hummingbird feeder, looking for the sweet water of the hummingbirds, and they're just going they are. I told you we should put a microphone on the window and you'd hear that too. You'd hear that. But they're just singing the song of the bumblebee, and just having a great time. And the great big hummingbirds, compared to the bumblebees, they're just standing off, and as soon as a bumblebee gets away from the feeder, the hummingbird zips in there and takes a good long sip and backs up, and then in comes the bumblebee, picking up the residue the hummingbird had brought up to the level where the bumblebee could get it. They're working like a team. Simple things, wonderful things, beautiful things. Today, for the last two or three days now, we have looked at our sky and we said, my, what an interesting sky. It looks like rain. And we'd look up there and we'd see the bundles of heavy, heavy clouds just over our 104 acres here, just floating around, just waiting to drop all their wonderful, delicious water onto our plants and trees and everything else we have around here. But they didn't do it. And today, as I was talking with Art, who is remodeling the Hermitage, he says, you know, they've been having a hurricane just off Baja. And it was quite a serious hurricane. And it came up this way, but it sort of died out before it got too active up here. And so we looked up and we could see the dark clouds in the sky and we could see the residue of the hurricane. Now, for us, that's a simple thing. If we were in Baja, we would have quite a blow. We'd have quite an upheaval of the water and the tidal waves and all of the other things that hurricanes seem to stimulate. And I haven't heard of too many hurricanes on the west coast of Mexico. Usually they're on the east coast, off the Caribbean, and off of Florida and the Keys and places like that. But maybe with our changing weather and our changing attitudes, we'll now move the hurricanes from Florida over to Baja and out into the Pacific. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? Sylvia is shaking her head. No, 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 no.
Leave them where they are.
And, leave them where they are. Well, I think that wherever they are the simple things in life, and they're very satisfying just doing gentle things. Now, true, we don't want to bring any unfortunate thing into anybody's life, but we don't have to bring unfortunate things into people's lives. We can have only the cream of the crop of any experience. What are the wonderful things that hurricanes do? They bring a lot of rain. The bad things they do is they sort of wash out things and blow down houses and stuff. Well, let's just have them no longer blow down houses and wash out things, but just sort of bring a nice rain. Let's redesign the hurricane. The hurricane's now going to become a simple thing. From this day forward, the hurricane is a gentle falling rain that just gently soaks into the ground wherever it is, and it just makes a pathway across the entire world, if you will. I was going to say United States, but the world. And it goes from one side right around, coming back to the other side, with a gentle pattern. And then it keeps letting it fall and soak up into the ground. And then by the time it's ready for its next batch, the hurricane is back with its beautiful water-soaking circus. And it is wonderful. It's a simple little thing. But hey, why didn't we ever think of this before? We're the creators of our world, you know. We're the creators of our experiences. Why not create the gentle falling rain that brings all of the joy that the farmers love and that certainly we like? Wouldn't it be lovely to look at these hillsides here and see them all festooned with beautiful pine trees, maybe eucalyptus, not eucalyptus, but I mean sycamore, maybe sycamore and the other beautiful trees that are so great and so glorious. Wouldn't that be glorious just to look up here and see all these beautiful trees all over them? You say, well, gee, what are they going to do for desert dune bugging and stuff like that? But, hey, I'm not creating this for dune buggies. I'm creating this for beautiful scenery. How about that? And then we'd have this land here, and right down a little permanent river would be running down there, which would be maybe about 6-8 feet deep and maybe about 20 feet across. That's a nice sized river, you know. And it would just have its waterfalls, and it would have its areas, and it would have its special little lakes that it creates here. And we'd have maybe one or two little lakes here on the campus, with the river going by, and all these lovely trees, and we'd have all the natural animals that would be consistent with that. Hey, dream a while. The simple things in life are the most satisfying. Just visualize it. And everything is in perfect divine order. Everything is in perfect divine order. All the people who live up here are totally harmonious with all of the programs that anyone wants to enjoy. And they think that it's just so wonderful. Create what you want in life. And the stranger it is to you or to somebody else, the more possible it is to happen. Because if it's too mundane, you don't give it much thought and you don't give it much expectation. But when it is something that is strange and outrageous and way out, like having the gentle rain falling here, I think that every day from, let's say, about 1 o'clock until 3 each morning, if the gentle rain would fall, gentle, not heavy, gentle, every single day. And then, by the time the sun comes up, it would become wonderfully warm and dry again, and the trees would have the moisture deep down into their roots, and the grass would be growing beautifully. Everything would be wonderful. There'd be no fire hazards because everything would be green and glorious. There would be lovely rivers. There'd be lovely lakes. There'd be lovely fish in the lakes and fish in the rivers. Wouldn't that be exciting? And you'd have your own outdoor swimming pool, and of course, the temperature of the pools would always be around, oh, say, 75, 80 degrees. That's a nice outdoor type of pool. And still freshening for the fish and for the other creatures who like to be there. And everybody, everybody that lives on this land, every gopher, every snake, every possum, every squirrel, everybody is harmonious with everybody else. And everybody well, now, this is a part of the game here that might get a little tough for some of you. Everybody is a vegetarian. The animals do not choose to eat each other or be threatening to each other. They live here in a proper manner of harmony with one another. There is no food chain in which the animals eat other animals. And the squirrels and the snakes and the birds are all harmonious with one another. The Bible speaks of that at one point, that the lion will lie down with the sheep, or the sheep will lie down with the lion, and they will all be friends. They'll all be harmonious with one another, because they're not breakfast and supper for one another. They're harmonious. The simple things in life are the most satisfying. How many simple things have you considered for yourself? Have you considered how simple it would be for you to say you have adequate income to meet all of the desires of your heart? Would it be very simple for you to say, I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body? Come on now. Would it be simple to say that? Sure it would. But do you say it? Not as often as you should. Not as often as you could. Putting that into your mind, impressing that into your mind, making that part of your total being. Wow, wouldn't that be great? And if you like to write, I am a wonderful writer. If you like to paint, I'm a wonderful painter. If you like to just be a lazy person, as the world might consider you, just be a lazy person. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to do. You don't have to earn a living. You don't have to go out and make things happen. You're here to be yourself and have fun. You're here to play the game of enjoying life. You're here to enjoy every aspect of who you are. Now, are you ready for that? Ho-ho, I am. Yep. Let's do it. Let's enjoy life. Let's enjoy life. Let's get out and enjoy the sun. Let's enjoy the moon. Oh, I love taking a walk early in the morning, especially when the moon is still up. The moon is now changing, getting to be a tiny moon. It'll be a big one soon. But when the moon lights the path, it's wonderful. My vision on both sides of me is peripheral vision is excellent. But when the moon is very dim and the night light is very dim, I'm walking up and down these hills that go up and down every 5 or 10 feet. And sometimes I think it's going up when it's going down. And I take a deep step and I have to remind myself, hey, just slide your feet forward and take each step joyously and wonderfully. You don't need a flashlight. The flashlight only messes you up for seeing when you can see properly and you can see comfortably. So I just slide my feet along, and I go down, or I come up, and I go over the top, and I go around, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I say I have a perfect ability to walk and see and do everything I want to do, and I do. And then when the dawn slowly is breaking over the mountains around us, it is another beautiful thing, because you don't realize it, but all of a sudden you can see better. All of a sudden there's all sorts of things out there. All of a sudden there's trees and rocks and bushes and nice things, and it's really a lot of fun. But are you ready for that sort of a life? Are you ready to be yourself and have fun? The simple things in life are the most satisfying. So let's concentrate on the simple things. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am independently wealthy. I am surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances, and hey, isn't that cool? All my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. I'm independently wealthy. You know, it's so simple to say these simple little things, and then when you're not paying attention, they work. When you're not wishing, wanting, searching for them, they just function for you. And you got it. And you say, wow, isn't that great? Isn't that super? Isn't that wonderful? And it is. The simple things in life are the most satisfying. I'll be giving a seminar in New Mexico the next few days. And in that seminar is the concept that be yourself and have fun. And you can be sure that they're going to get a big dose of the simple things in life are the most satisfying. And we should come up with some very exciting simple things. See what you can come up with and surprise yourself. I love you.
Thank you.